every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I'm your usual host for the program. And today, what we have for you is a special guest DJ set from DJ Frayn, who is ready to go. And it's going to give you about 40, 45 minutes of music, and then we'll chat about things in a bit. But right now, I'll just leave you in the very capable hands of DJ Frayn on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Hello? Oh, good day to you. So you've come here to paint. You're right, too. This Viennese countryside is wonderful. That's where you get your best ideas.
Well, I can understand that for a painter, but for a musician...
It's only in the company of nature that I find myself thoroughly in harmony with the world. And when I work, I'm just like your painters. I've always got a picture before my mind's eye.
Poetic vision.
With poets, visions transform themselves into words. With me, visions hum and sing until they're transformed into music. Music, 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 music.
I think it's time we stop, children. find the victim staple of me diet. And to me, Dick Vic Newton, cowabunga sure as shootin'. When Baker Baking won me, always buy it. Me want to munch you, munch you, munch you, cookie. Me want to crunch you, crunch you, crunch you, cookie. Me going to eat you, eat you, eat you, oh, cookie. No one can beat you, beat you, beat you. Oh, you so sweet. Ah.
Stop loving you. Baby, I've been so- got high last night. I got high, I didn't go home. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, can't you see what you have done? Oh. I can't even find my car, and baby, all my money is gone. Oh, Lord. It is 5 o'clock in the morning, and the rooster crowing today. I know, soon as I hit that door, I already know what my woman gonna say. Well, I guess that she said go. Gotta pack my things and hit the road. I've been out all night long.
Thank you. streets, they got no place but go. It's time we got our fingers out, sold it out the score. She's a chance for me and you to love a little more.
Isn't that him over there?
Yes, it is. Look, when he's alone, his face is all lit up. He's just been for a long walk in his beloved nature. He's found new themes. He's happy. His meditation, the musical universe he carries around with him, allow him to overcome men's mediocrity, suffering, his own destiny. Let us leave him to himself.
Wow. Whoa, man, wow. So you just heard a guest DJ set from DJ Frayn, who is coming into the studios right now to talk to me about the set and some of the tracks that he played, which he has to run back and get real quick. But yeah, just an incredible set. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff on that. And so we're going to hang out for a little bit, got a good bit of time, talk about the set and some things that are going on with DJ Frayn. Yeah, very nice to have you in the studio, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's great to be here at KPFK. Well, you never know what kind of technical difficulties you're going to face when you show up, but you always find a way to make it work.
All right, so... let me first. What did we? I mean, there was a lot of things going on there, man. But I don't. Did you keep track of everything that you played?
Not exactly.
Okay. Let us give us some of the highlights.
Maybe I'll just give you a couple highlights. Let's see. We had from the Sesame Street "Born to Add" album. We had "Me Going to Munch You, Munch You, Munch You" by Cookie Monster. That was a highlight, I think.
Did that actually feature the Love Unlimited Orchestra playing the music, or?
I'm not. If that's the case, I'm not aware of that.
Man, that was something else.
But yeah, that's a good one. We had Linda Clifford doing "Never Gonna Stop." We had a couple of Library records, but I'm a big fan of Library records from the 70s. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple of those, just obscure Library tracks. We had an instrumental version of "Funky Space Reincarnation" by Marvin Gaye.
Nice.
That's a 12-inch that I found at the Beat Swap meet not long ago. I didn't know there was a 12-inch of that, but there apparently is, and there's an instrumental version on the B-side, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bobby Rush did "Mary Jane." We had a track from Steve Miller Band. We had a little "Earth, Wind, and Fire." We had a Bill Deal and the Rondells covering "Hey Bulldog" by the Beatles. So we had some all kinds of different stuff in there.
Yeah, it was a nice mix of some stuff that was pretty obscure, and also some tracks that you don't hear too often from some artists that you may know, like Steve Miller and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Closing up, or pretty close to closing up, with that Nightlighters track. I've forgotten how good that record was.
Yeah, that's a kind of instrumental or semi-instrumental version of "Theme from Buck and the Preacher," which is more associated with New Birth, mm-hmm. but it's the same band.
So. Yeah, it's basically the same guys. But yeah, just great sounds. Thanks so much for coming in, man, and sharing all that with us.
Thanks for having me. I've been having a blast.
Cool. So we got a little bit of time to talk. Just for people who don't know you, why don't we just kind of let them know a little something about you. How long have you been DJing?
A while now, I would say.
Okay.
I think I started DJing parties when I was about 16. Mm-hmm. So I was about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So you can do the math on that. But then as far as making albums, my first album came out in 1999. For those who don't know, I do a series called Beats to Blaze To, mm-hmm. which is instrumental hip-hop concept albums. So I started doing that in 99, and hopefully I'll have another one coming out soon. We'll be on volume 4 coming up.
Okay. And you actually brought in a couple. Maybe we could play a track from, sure. from volume 3. Here,
go ahead
moment.
And open those up if you want. I'm
sorry. Yeah, no,
I brought in some shrink wrapped fresh out of the box.
No, that's cool.
He
thought we were kidding, huh? This is
no, he hasn't figured out the tape.
Yeah, still got it good.
Tape right. on the top.
Hey, it's all good. See, you know, that's what this is part of why I do these all vinyl things at the end of the month. I don't have right. to worry about this.
None
but
of that.
We'll make a CD exception here. Okay. So how long have you been, you said just for a bit you've been doing these, you're up to number 4.
Yeah.
Kind of instrumental breaks kind of stuff.
It's more like, Beats to Blaze To, I think pretty much says it all right there. speaking of blazing, I'll be spinning at the next Blazing 45s at NOLA's downtown. This is something Danny Holloway puts together. It's mm-hmm. all 45s, and it gets a bunch of different DJs, and we all do really short 20-minute sets. So that's going to be November 10th. That's coming up.
Yeah.
Other than that, for L.A. people, I have my once-a-month thing that I do at Berrigan's in Echo Park. That's their margarita night, the third Wednesday of every month. I spin for 6 hours straight from, like, 8 p.m. and
wow.
all the way until closing, and I play. I bring 3 crates of records, and I play just all vinyl.
All vinyl.
All night, yeah.
Man, that's a workout.
Well, I mean, we used to do that all the time. Now some of these people calling themselves DJs are getting a little lazy.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's
like,
true.
What, I have to carry something?
Yeah, I know. That's actually a kind of nice segue before we play something from the CD. I'm always interested in especially in doing, you know, these all vinyl things at the end of the month. I'm always interested in how people kind of fall on the kind of vinyl versus Serato versus digital kind of thing with DJs nowadays. How do you feel?
I don't want to get into a war, especially on the vinyl side, because it doesn't look like we're going to win. But I like records. You know, that's why I play records. I don't really consider myself a purist or anything. I just do what I like. And obviously, if you're playing new stuff, it's not on vinyl. So. Mm. If you want to break brand new stuff, you got to have the laptop and do the whole deal. But there's a place for that, I guess. For myself personally, I don't really get excited if I go to a club and there's a guy like looking at a computer screen. Hmm. I'm more, I'm more interested in seeing someone pull out a record and move it around and put, you know, actually picking it up with his hands and. I don't know. That's just me.
There's something like I think, especially for DJs, when especially when you don't kind of have every single thing worked out, and you're kind of going with the moment and just kind of letting things flow, and you make like those snap decisions with like, you know, there's like 10 seconds left on the record, and you're like doing like there's it's a little bit different than when you just see the guy kind of scrolling down.
Yeah.
At
some point, it's like, why even come? Why not just email your set to the club? And I don't know. I was talking to DJ Renato about this.
I know Renato feels strongly about this.
He has strong feelings.
Yeah, unfortunately, he couldn't be here. But he was
saying, there's something about like bringing your set and not having 40,000 songs to fall back on. Mm. You know, like I want to go and hear a DJ do his set. Mm-hmm. You know, that he came with. And if he ends up having to spend an hour and a half and he thought he was only going to have to go an hour, like, that's, you know, see how he makes it work.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something more exciting and alive about it to me.
Yeah.
But like I said, we need both. There's a place for all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that because I use both, and for a period of time, I was almost exclusively just on kind of digital and Serato, just building my collection back up. And for a show like this, the way we normally do it, you know, it really is a situation where there's so... I got some new vinyl today, just like a 7-inch hip-hop vinyl. It's the first like new thing on vinyl I've gotten in a while. And most, especially with hip-hop, I mean, there's you barely ever get vinyl hip-hop anymore. It's just all digital. And so it is... It's one of the things that I do kind of worry about is us losing that part of the culture, just because so much of the industry is kind of shifted to digital. It's just so much easier for them and so much more cost effective. But it really does affect what DJs are able to do and how they're able to DJ.
Absolutely. And the culture moves on, and I don't know if there's anything I can do to stop the culture from evolving and going wherever it's going to go. But I definitely I enjoy seeing people keep certain things going and certain parts of it alive, you know?
And creating your own music is always a really great way of keeping things alive, whatever format you end up putting it out on. Let's just hear a little bit of this. This is from volume number 3, Beats the Blaze. This one called Journey to the Planet of the Birds from DJ Frayn right here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Made sounds in his mind, and he learned to play all those sounds on his instrument. Green, with its infinite variations, was his most subtle harmony. The listeners came, took him from his parents' home to a house in a deep deciduous forest, and listened as his music was played through perfect speakers on the roof of his house.
I'd like to meet this man and smoke with him.
A bit of Ainsley Dunbar and some other things from DJ Frayn, all mixed up very nicely on what is called Journey to the Planet of the Birds, Beats the Blaze, Volume 3. Just the openings of this, the day the listeners came. I really do sincerely hope the listeners came today to hear all this stuff. So just flat-out amazing set that Frayn put together, and also bring in the extra music. Really appreciate this. Definitely hear this in the coming weeks on Melting Pot, so big thanks for that. And you mentioned there's a couple things. Blazing 45s is coming up in November.
Yeah, November 10th.
You know Danny Holloway's going to be there with all his records. DJ Frayn's going to be there. There's probably going to be 9 or 10 other dudes. I mean, it...
Definitely.
I'm trying to think of everybody who was on the bill for the last one. I know Sol Marcoso was on there. A lot of good people, good DJs, good music. And, you know, they only get a little time to spend, so they really, I mean, literally, they come with blazing 45s. And just great, great music there. And then you have your own night that's still ongoing.
That's right. Berrigan's every third Wednesday in Echo Park.
Okay, every third Wednesday at Echo Park. And who knows, hopefully some other things in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/DJFRANE. Or you can go to beatstheblaze2.com, and that'll show you all my music and everything. Get into that.
Yeah, and if you missed the set, it's going to be archived on the blog starting up tomorrow. Set by itself and also the full show will be there tomorrow at meltingpotblog.com. And again, just big thanks for coming in. Such a great set. It's nice to talk to you for a little bit. I always feel like I wish I had like an hour and some more, but I want to get you guys to have like as much music as you can throw on too.
Yeah,
you know.
And but so, it's always a pleasure to come to, you know, independent stations that are doing independent minded stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't be able to do this certainly at a commercial station. And
absolutely
so,
not. And shout out to Santana and the True Seekers crew also, who are also doing a great job at this station.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people here, a lot of good listeners, a lot of good people supporting music here at KPFK. You make it possible. And so we really appreciate you and really thank you for that support. Make something like this possible. No way else I could do a show like this. And no way else I'd be able to bring in very good DJs like Frayn today. So again, big thanks, man. Thanks a lot for coming in.
For sure.
All right, that's pretty much it for us. Folk Scene is coming up next in just a few moments. We'll be back with a regular show at the beginning of November, just in time for the election. So until next time, y'all take care. You're listening to KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. You can check for us on Facebook as well at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. And once again, if you missed DJ Frayn's DJ set, then you can check for it tomorrow on the blog, archived along with other DJ sets at meltingpotblog.com. Y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.